need the board to take off. He's very mad at me, that person. He was makalel me. I want the oilam to be mater his klala, please. Say something. Do I have a minion? I don't have a minion of people. He was makalel me because I didn't let him speak. I told him he'd go around collecting money, but to speak better than me, the oilam doesn't listen anyway. Nobody cares what he says. It's such a waste of time. So he cursed me. Should I do? Should I care? Everybody should say the klala should turn into a bracha.
Klala should turn into a bracha.
Amen. Why are you laughing? It's a very serious matter. It should be like Bilam, that it should turn into a bracha. Amen. Okay. I learned this from. I was once involved in a case that was famous throughout the whole world. It's a certain case. I don't want to get into what case. And so I was on a Besdin, and we got a klala from one of the parties, a very very choshava gadol gaon, really a gadol ador. But tsaro got the better of him because it was taka something to be very in its tire about. And Adam Nitfas al tsaro, and he was actually Mekalelos. So we didn't care because we were young then. Now I'm older, I care because, you know, I'm closer to the end. But then we were young, so I didn't care. But our wives cared. Our wives heard about it and they were like ice mensch. So Rav Shach was alive then, Rav Shach Zatzal, and he was, please forgive my saying it this way, he was on the other side, he was on our side. As everything's a baseball game, you know. So we made a telephone hookup, and he got on the phone, and this is the formula he said. He said we should pay no attention to it, the klolos zoloveren brachos, the klolos should become brachos. So by me, obviously, it didn't work. But that's where I learned that nusach. That's where I learned that nusach from Rav Shach. It's a very good nusach because it's like Bilam, right? It takes the klala and it's vayapuch Hashem elakech elakecha. It's like klala levracha. I don't know. Maybe he's right. I don't know. Why didn't I let him? It's like a waste of time. No one's gonna hear him. No one's gonna listen to him. You're right, I don't let anybody. So, well, the guy before Meyerv I let speak, because he wanted to speak for half a minute. I told him that no one's going to be hearing you, no one's going to listen to you. No one was paying attention to him. He walked over, he spoke. So what am I going to throw? But the other guy, I don't know, it's a stare to learning. I told him to go around. It's not Sadoim here. I didn't tell him he can't collect money. I gave him money after the klala. But I don't know. I think the...
I don't know, before 8 o'clock or after 10:15 they can speak.
Yeah, they could.
I would think so, no. I'm saying...
Not after 10:15, after 10:30.
Right, after 10:30.
Yeah, but then I'm doing him a disservice. He's much better off going around now collecting money.
Right, but that's, you know...
If he speaks at 10:30, no one's going to be here at 10:30. No one's going to listen to him. They're going to run out the door. I don't know. This is for the board. It's really not for the rabbi. No, if it would be like Sadoim, I could hear a taina, but... I told him to go collect money. Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so before we go to what it's nogea, let's jump right into the Rambam and Ramban. I highly recommend, after we finish learning the Hagdama to the Torah's Kohanim, Vayelas HaShachar from the Malbin, we finish that, another major, and this I have learned, that I never learned, but this I have learned many times with Chavrusas, to learn Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rambam. It's mamish a fountainhead of understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh, really, and it's a minyan mitzvahs. So in the beginning he gives 14 rules, what he counts as a mitzvah and what he doesn't. He takes the number 613 extremely seriously, and like it has to come out to 613. And he has rules. And it's not like the Vat HaIr with the gematrios of the families. It comes out to 613, right? It comes out to 613. And
what's the shot, sir?
What?
Number
613. The Gemara and Makkos. The Rambam and Ramban talk about that also in the beginning. How, who says the 613? Do we have to believe the 613? Could it be 611? What would be so terrible? Like what? 613? Is it Bekabola? Is it Allah Moshe B'Sinai? Does there have to be 613? Anyway, so the Sharoshim are tremendous yesodos of what he counts as a mitzvah and what he doesn't. And you learn so much from going through. Inevitably, the Ramban's Chaylik, and then there's all these Meforshim that jump into the Machlekes Rambam Ramban. Anyway, here there's a Sheresh Yud Beis, which starts off innocently enough that the Rambam says when you have a goal, but there are many parts leading up to the goal, so you only count one mitzvah. You don't count each step of the way as a mitzvah. And then his example, like you right away see in his example, like a tremendous chiddush. That's why you learn so much from learning the Rambam. He says, "V'asu li mikdash," to build a base on mikdash or a mishkan is one mitzvah, and you don't count making a menorah and making a mizbeach and making. So he looks at the furniture of the base on mikdash as the chalokim of the whole binyan, the whole structure. That's his first example. And even though it says in the Torah, you see, he's bothered by, you're going to sit with a Chamisha Chumshe Torah, and you're not going to know what to count. It says, V'asisa, V'asisa, V'asisa. He says, relax. V'asisa doesn't have to mean a mitzvah saseh, to be counted in the mitzvahs. He says, look at the karbonos. You bring a shlomim. But like there's 10 things that go into a shlomim. You have to check it. You have to this, you have to that, you have to that. So you don't count each one as a mitzvah. You only count the final goal. Okay.
We sort of learned that when we were discussing what a mitzvah was a number of weeks ago of kashrut. It's the process, but the mitzvah is checking.
Right. So.
Then he agrees.
Now he says, "Well, okay." Then he says, "Now one of the examples he gives. This is like where, like unsuspectingly, things come up. The kohen. He says, Reishis hagayis." He says, the mitzvah is to take Reishis HaGeiz and to give it to the Kohen. It's one mitzvah. The point is to get it to the Kohen. So you take it. Reishis HaGeiz is the first shearing of sheep. You take it and you give it to the Kohen. So you don't count that as separate mitzvahs. V'chein Maaser Rishon, to give it to a Levi. You don't. The point is to give it to a Levi, so that's the mitzvah. You don't count each step of the way. So the Rambam like throws that out, and the Ramban says, "Says the Ramban, v'chein adin hasheni that the Rambam says to count as he says the Ramban is on. I don't know if you have the same pages. Kuf pei vav.
He has the
Kuf pei vav. The Ramban says. He says very interesting. He says something that's tevel." So then the mitzvah hafrosha, that's matir the tevel, will be a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. That will be counted as a separate mitzvah when it's tevel. In other words,
because of the
mitzvah, even though you could say that's b'chal not a mitzvah, and you could say b'chal is not a mitzvah, you could say if I want to monof shech, there's no mitzvah to make it mutter. If I want to remain, and my tefillah will remain asur. So there's no mitzvah to be mafresh, truma or meiser, and to make it ois tevel. Like why is that a mitzvah? Elamai, the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen, the ultimate goal. So we're back to the Rambam's yisod that you only count the ultimate goal as the mitzvah. You don't count each part. But the Ramban seems to feel that, but only by things that are tevel. In other words, he feels that there's an inyan to make it mutter. Ki b'dvorim atovlim heim shtei mitzvahs bavadai. You take off the challah, you mafresh challah. And now you shouldn't think that you'll be mafresh the challah so that the isa becomes mutter, and now we'll throw it in the garbage. like who cares anymore? Tzivanu, to give it to the Kayan. And the same with Truma, the same with Truma, and he brings Psukim, and as he sees in the Psukim, the Rambam, it's hard to bring Raya from Psukim, because the Rambam says, Psukim always say, V'osisa, V'osisa, V'osisa. He says, no, the Psukim by Truma says,
what about Korban Pesach?
To bring the Korban Pesach. What do you mean?
Well, to bring the
Korban Pesach. Talking about things, well, let's stick to things that are Hafrasha and Asina. Things that you separate from something else, like Challah, Truma, even Bikurim, Meiser, because this is what's Nogeya our Gemara, with the Rishonim, with the Beis Yaakov's Kasha, right, that we're going to get involved in the Hafrasha and the Nesina, right?
So nowadays that we don't have Nesina, there's actually no mitzvah when we're Mafresh Kabbalah?
Well, there might not be a mitzvah, you may have to do it, because or else your Isa is Usur. So there's an imperative to do it to make your Isa Mutter, but there might not be a technical mitzvah involved, either that, or we'll say the mitzvah is to do as much as you can do.
But we're still making a bracha.
We're making a bracha. You make a bracha on a drabonon too. Maybe the mitzvah is to do as... Well, you know, I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe if we're Tomei, we're Tomei. So... But...
They're money, right?
Maybe not. Well, and there it's salt, there is Isa. I mean, yeah, why not? Oh, you mean because it's, yeah, but that's for a different reason. It's because you need Bias Kulchem, because you need all of Bnei Yisrael here. Okay, let's you know what? Let's learn. Let's learn the Rambam. He says the Ramban says the Haroma is a mitzvah. Harei shehishva Haroma shtehen vason mitzvah v'nigla b'kosav. It's a referish pasuk. It's clear in the pasuk that each one is a separate mitzvah. Truma Gedola is the same. Challah is the same. Says the Ramban, psukim, hinei nesbor, shu yusala mitzava lahafrish truma gedola, reishis tvua seinu, benitna lekohani. Oh, wait, again, I want to just backtrack a drop, but the Ramban puts the emphasis on the fact that it's tevel. In other words, he sees that maybe as a simen, that you're being mesakein it. Maybe the Ramban holds that there's some quality of just, you know, you're not just being masakin it as a way because I want to eat it. Maybe like shechita is a mitzvah. Maybe he sees it like shechita. We talked about so much at length that there's a mitzvah. If you want to eat meat, this is how you eat meat, by shechting. So if you want to eat your tvua, you have to be mafresh truma. Maybe it's a mitzvah in that sense. What?
Makes,
yeah, but why is that a mitzvah to do? If you're not looking at giving it to the Kohen. So, and there are... Yeah, Machshir L'Achila, I said like Shechita. So now I'm explaining, why is that a mitzvah? That would be a mitzvah, what we call a Hechsher. Like we talked about, Shechita is a mitzvah. A little mitzvah to go Shech, but if you want to eat meat, so this is the method that you use to eat meat, you Shech. So then the mitzvah of a Frasha Struma maybe would be a mitzvah in that sense. Not an objective good deed that you're going to run do, about the big nafkamina. That means Ramban doesn't mean it's a mitzvah to go do it. It's very important. Yesod was saying now, Rabbosai. We're saying that the Ramban does not mean that it's a mitzvah to do it, even though he says it's a separate mitzvah. But it's a separate mitzvah, meaning it's a mitzvah like shechita. That this is the way to eat your tvua. This is the way to eat an animal, by shechting it first. So it's not a mitzvah to go do it.
Yes.
Ramban does not say that beferish. This is our chiddush, right? Because he could mean that it's a mitzvah to go do it. Now he says what you said, my good friend. He says a raya shehi mitzvah is that we make a bracha on the hafrasha, even before we give it to the kohen. We're making a bracha. He says bracha be the mitzvah nesina lekohen lo hu goyzen aleinu levarich b'shas hafrasha min haklal. Hamosalanu kol mitzvah. He says even with the Rabbanon, there's a rule in the Gemara Sukkah and Menachos. If the asiya is not the Gemara mitzvah, if you're in the middle of a mitzvah like building a sukkah and the like, the Bavli holds that you don't make a bracha. You're in the middle of doing the mitzvah.
Is there a separate bracha for nesina?
I don't know. Curiosity. We'll see. So that's one thing the Ramban says. By the way, everything the Ramban says is like a host of Mefarshim that defend the Rambam and attack the Ramban. So, but first let's take it slow. We'll see how much we'll do. Then he says another thing. Kohanim have to take truma, but they don't have to give it to anybody. But oh, sure, Kohanim atzmam mafrishin truma ma'isrus, and they make a bracha. Bila lohaya b'mitzvah ela hanasina b'levad. They would be potter. But the Rabbanon, I think they have to give it to someone else. You two for two. But oh, they chalatmeya. I don't hear the kasha because chalatmeya you have to give to a kohen also. Because mana gemara when the kohanim torim you have to give it to a kohen. He has to burn it, and he's allowed to be nehene from the burning. Moshe muskor b'gemara brach b'chayrus. So I don't know what.
It says not give it to the kohen, it's the burden.
But you do give it, you don't have to give it to the kohen?
That's what he said, I'm not quoting.
I know, but that's what I don't understand. Why is there a mitzvah to give it to the kohen? The kohen burns it. By truma tumeya we say you have to give it to the kohen, and the kohen burns it. The kohen does that. Why doesn't the kohen do that? By truma tumeya you give it to the kohen. Titein lo, until you learn out. Love, I don't know. See, this is all. B'chein nimne b'chala hafrashosu miposuk chala terimu truma. Unasino l'koyin mitzvah acheres miposuk mereshus arisol seichem. Titnu l'Hashem truma. Ma'iser. Ma'iser. Go through the whole chumash here. But l'hukshe b'einai. I don't like the posuk even the Rambam brings down. Okay. Abel, oh. So these are dvorim that are teva. Aval, maybe this will give us a hint to our question before. Aval at dvorim she'enam tovlim, if it doesn't make teva, like matnos behema, the matonos of a behema, there's royal l'chayayim and keva, that you have supposed to give from every animal. So that it doesn't make, and reishus hagez, does not make the animal teva. Going reishus hagez of matonos, as royal l'chayayim and keva, lo nimne elel nisinosom. So they are the only mitzvah. You still have to separate it, you still have to take it, you still have an act that has to precede the giving, and that's the separation of it, to be mavare. You have to shear the sheep and take away the thing. You have to take away the matonos. You're still being mafrish in a pragmatic, in the physical world, you're still being mafrish. But here he says that fresh is not a mitzvah. But lo nimna ela nisinosan. There I'll grant you that will only count the giving to the kohen as the mitzvah. V'gam kein pashtei dekra shelo nitztaveinu b'hen b'aramoson. Avalomar, because if you really look at the psukim, he says the psukim are very meduyik. All it says is the noson la kohen hazroya v'alchayayim v'akeva or reishus geis soncha titen lo. Torah never talks about a hafrasha. By all the other things, he brings down psukim, which I flew through, that the Torah, there's one pasuk about hafrasha, and one pasuk about nasina. So ergo, there are two mitzvahs. Ve'enem avarech b'afrashas and klal. And nobody suggests that you make a bracha when you mafrish the zroya l'chayayim and keva, or the reishus hagez. You only make a bracha when you give it to the kohen.
So if there are two mitzvahs like we learned in the Dharm, if someone makes a neder that goat is hektish or whatever, yeah. Or a goat is hektish, and then once you go and separate a specific goat, you've got a mitzvah for doing the separation?
No, but the mitzvah there, since it's just germane to your particular case, so the only mitzvah would be that you fulfilled your neder. But we're talking about general mitzvahs in the Torah that specifically refer to Afreshas Truma and Afreshas Meiser. Your case is there would be a mitzvah because you fulfilled your nether. But it wouldn't be the Hafrasha per se, it would be the fulfillment of the nether.
And is that the mitzvah or just you weren't over a losa, say, a violet?
No, there's a positive mitzvah. Mitzvah
Svasecha Tishmar.
Mitzvah Svasecha Tishmar. Okay, now he talks about karbonos. He says, there, ironically, there's no mitzvah even to give it to the Kohen, because it's all part of the general mitzvah of the korban. You have a mitzvah to process a korban shlomen, to process a korban ola, to process a korban osha. So, a lot of rules how to process it. This gets put on the mizbeach, and this gets burnt on the mizbeach, and this gets thrown out, and this gets given to the kohen. here he's saying it's not even a mitzvah of Messina. By the matnas kahuna of a carbon, he says it's part of the chelke ha-carbon. He agrees with the Rambam's principle here. He rarely argues with the Rambam's principle. Here also, he's not arguing with the Rambam's principle, he's arguing about the application.
So in this case, he's saying the mitzvah is the process.
And that's all one mitzvah. Chatos. Bringing a chatos. That's your mitzvah. And all the 100 actions that it takes to do that one goal of bringing a chatos, so they're all mini mitzvahs. They're not mitzvahs in and of themselves. They're just part of the process. And that's why he says there's no tzivoy, avaloi rosh, yitnotay matana. So the Ramban says, I've clarified matters for you, that I've shown you three types. What the Rambam lumps together, he said, I've shown you three types. Things that are tevel is a mitzvah to be mafrish. We interpreted it that it's not, you could, I don't know, I'm not 100% sure we're right, I suspect we are, but we said it's not the pshat that it's a mitzvah to be misakein, because it's a good thing to do, something's also, you're making a mutter, like you're being misakein, like those who learn Shiluach HaKan is a mitzvah to go do, like you're supposed to go do it, even if you have no interest in the bird or in the eggs, you're supposed to go do it, because I'll be hocus pocus, it's very special, you're accomplishing a lot of things in the world. So, but we didn't learn like that in the Ramban. We learned that it's like Shechita. Once it's Tevel, it's Shechita. It's like Shechita, so that's the mitzvah. But that, the big kiddush, it means it's not a mitzvah to go do. It's not an imperative to do. You can't bring a raya from this Ramban if the achreinim is, if you don't feel like eating it, right? Are you mechuyev? So you could say you're not mechuyev to give it to the Kohen as long as you weren't mafresh it. Right, as long as it's Tevel, you're not prepared to give anything to the Kohen. You have nothing to give to the Kohen yet. There's no mitzvah.
Not past the bench. Yeah.
What?
Not past the bench. It's not
I'm not following.
It's a mitzvah to write, and it's not here.
What do you think? That is a chiyuv. If once you never eat bread.
If you ate, it's good. Yeah, but we had this argument before. That's called a situational mitzvah. A situational mitzvah is, I believe, a situational mitzvah is an absolute obligation. It's just that the obligation is only chal once the situation exists.
Like tzitzis.
And I feel, no, shechita is not like that. Because tevel is like, how is tevel like that? So that's shechita, that's a mechalik. Let's take shechita as the paradigm. I'll take shechita as the paradigm. Shechita is not a situational mitzvah. When you say, we all agree there's no mitzvah to go shechten out. Right? That we all agree on. Now what? So, you could, in English you would say, if you want to eat meat, then you go shecht. Now, that's not situational. Situational is, if you're wearing a beggar to four kanfos, you are now absolutely obligated. The mitzvah is an absolute obligation. But just like sukkah, I'm trying to explain it to you. It's matzah, the first night of Pesach. It's an absolute obligation to eat matzah, but it's situational. Yes, the situation is that it's Tezvav Nisan at night. Now, Tezvav Nisan, now, oh, bam! Mitzvah to eat matzah. Yesterday was no mitzvah to eat matzah, today it is. That is mama's situational. Time is a situation.
No, it's inevitable, so therefore it's not a situation.
But a situation means it may or may not come to be.
I didn't mean that that's situational. I meant that even though it's an absolute obligation, but it's not absolute, it's totally in a certain situation.
It's not inevitable that you're going to have a point.
It doesn't matter.
Right, but it's exactly, it's not even inevitable that that's what...
To me, it doesn't have to be... Okay. To my mind, there's a huge chiluk between saying shechita is a mitzvah and saying tzitzis is a mitzvah. Well, you all... That's a kiyumis. To my mind, there's a big difference. A huge difference. A benching. And benching is a mitzvah. Fine. Benching is a mitzvah. Benching, to me, like, Benching is an absolute obligation, as obligatory as tefillin. Yeah, but the Torah is talking to a guy that ate already. So the Torah is saying, hey man, you got to bench. Totally. Just like a Jew has to put on tefillin, you have to bench. Shechita's talking as a mitzvah that the Rambam describes as a machshir. It's talking to a guy that wants to eat meat.
You put on a bagel of avocados. You are. The thighs,
I'm so happy you said that. Yeah, I totally agree. I agree. Hello. Lo yechol ledaber achshav. Notein shiur. Machab haboker. Okay. I didn't understand a word he said. Like, I hope he wasn't telling me my house is on fire or something like that.
He was calling to give you a bracha.
When the Ramban says that, when, let's get back to Ramban. When the Ramban says that when something's tevel, then there's a mitzvah of Russia, so we said we have two interpretations of that. He might mean the very fact that you're making it mutter makes it into a mitzvah and it's like shechita. And it's talking to a guy that wants to eat the tefillah. And it's telling him, my good friend, you have to be mafresh at first in order to make it mutter. And it's a mitzvah in that sense. Or he might mean, and this I'm not sure, I never heard of such a thing, that there's a mitzvah like lasakein. You're being lasakein the tefillah. You're supposed to do something to the tefillah. We highly doubt that. We all agree.
It's
what?
Gemara
is talking about he does it immediately. Gemara is talking about the fact that he does it immediately. He doesn't tarry. He doesn't let it, like, he takes care of it. Okay, now let's see the relevance. Well, we do have a machlekes Rambam Ramban.
Can I read one line?
Please. Yeah, that's the Rambam sheet. Well, that's what we're going to say. So we have now a Machlokes Rambam. We have now a Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. According to the Rambam, there's no such thing as a mitzvah safrasha. Everything is for the goal of giving it to the Kohen. And therefore, you don't count the hafrasha as a mitzvah in itself, because the goal is to give it to the Kohen.
He doesn't get the kapara until he does that.
Wait, yeah. Okay, so the Ramban holds that there's three levels, three types of such, where you have these two parts, hafrasha and asina. You have things that are tevel, it's two mitzvahs. You have things that aren't tevel, and the only mitzvah is a mitzvah's nesina. And then you have a kind where it's part of a larger, the whole thing is part of a larger process, and neither is a mitzvah in itself. And that's the portions of the karbonos and the Beis Mikdash that you give to a kohen their portion, so it's not a mitzvah in itself. It's just part of the larger mitzvah of the portion. Okay, now let's bring it back home, as they say. Tosfos says that there's no din kamlei b'drabba minei to pater a person from kapara. The concept of kapara is not taken care of by kamlei b'drabba minei. The Beis Yaakov asks that Tosfos, at the end of Tosfos, says that the kapara for eating truma b'shogeg is resolved by the hafrasha, by being mafresh. Now, it should be pointed out, as these Talmid Chachamim pointed out, that you have to know that we're talking about, we're not really, you have to know if it's a comparison. We're not really talking about hafrashas truma from original truma from tvua and giving it to the kohen. Now we're talking about creating substitute truma for the truma that you ate b'shogeg, and that's what Tosfos is calling hafrasha. We're not even talking about being mafresh something from tevel. We're talking about taking perfectly fine peiros that were already taken care of, and you mafresh them. Now, it's the same word. The word hafrasha is used is because you're making them truma. but it's a whole different concept. You're not making Tashlumei Truma, right? You're not taking Tevel and being Masakin the Tevel by being Mafresh Truma. You're taking Peros Mesukonim, Chulim Mesukonim, as it's called, and you're making it into Truma to replace the Truma that you ate Peshogi. Okay, but we'll see. So Tosis later says, the Beis Yaakov points out, at the end of Tosis, that the kapora for eating the Truma Beshoge is totally in the Hafrosha. And the Koyan, therefore can't, and you see, and the Koyan can't be Meichel. When we say the Koyan can't be Meichel, is he can't make you avoid the Hafrosha. He can't allow you to avoid the Hafrosha. But after your Mafrish, and you've achieved kapara that way, then the Kohen can be moichel that you don't have to give it to him. That's what Tosfos at the end says. So the Beis Yaakov's kasha is, so then komlei bedrabaminei should pater you from giving it to the Kohen. And the Chanami doesn't pater you from the kapara aspect. In other words, when you eat the truma, and we want Nisa B'dei Shemayim to kick in, we want komlei bedrabaminei to kick in, we want Komli B'davimine to kick in. So why doesn't it kick in right now that you don't have to give it? You don't have to give it. So the Beis Yaakov answers that giving it to the Kohen is a mitzvah. You're not giving it to the Kohen because of the gezel, because you ate the Kohen's truma. You're not giving it to him a tashlum, and you're not paying him money that you owe. You've created truma by your substitute truma. This is the Beis Yaakov's answer. And the mitzvah to give it to him is like the mitzvah to give truma to a kohen. So
but if that's treated as kapara,
right? So the question is, why dafka this kohen? Why do you have to give it to this kohen? So the Beis Yaakov would have to say that that's part of the gzeiros hakasha, they have to give it to this kohen.
But why would he be exempt from that? Because then he doesn't get his kapara.
Okay, the Beis Yaakov is shver. The shver of Beis Yaakov. The teretz is shver. We have to find a different teretz in kasha. Really, I don't really understand this kasha so well. At the time you ate it, he wants komlei bedrabaminei to kick in that you shouldn't have to give it. But meanwhile, there's no chiyuv to give it. The chiyuv to give it comes, it seems to me, after you create it, after you mafresh it. Right now, there's no. Right now, you have to achieve kapora. Right now, when it's Beshogeg, the whole point is we're not concerned with the Kohen's loss. We're not looking at this like a hezek above a kama. You have to repay the Kohen. That's b'mezid, that's how you look at it. But Beshogeg, there's a Zeres HaKosuf. That we're not looking at it as Momen Kohen, at least according to Tosfos, not according to the Rash in Trumas, but according to Tosfos, we're not looking at it as Momen Kohen. Right, so that means right now you have nothing with the kohen till you're mafresh. So I don't know if komlei bedrabaminei can't kick in now because now there's no nesina. Now there's a chiyuv afrosha, there's a chiyuv kapara, and komlei bedrabaminei is going to chiyuv kapara. Once you're mafresh, there's no komlei bedrabaminei. It's like back in history. I don't know why should the komlei bedrabaminei stick around. I think that's a simple.
Maybe it hangs out there like a second nether.
But Tosfos says it's not. That's the beauty of Tosfos. We're in Tosfos.
Okay.
He has a kasha on Tosfos. I'm asking his kasha. No. I'm realizing now that although it was wonderful to learn the Rambam and Ramban, we have no shaychus to this Tosfos. Because we're not talking about the same thing. They're talking about Tevel and the Hafrosha and the Nesina of regular Truma. I just wrote it down. I didn't think it through. I apologize for that. And
the
Beis Yaakov says the Nesina is a Nesina.